The Academy Awards are on Sunday, and quite literally, the whole world will be watching. Dozens of TV journalists from across the globe were at the Dolby Theatre in Hollywood today, preparing for Sunday's broadcast. Stephanie Case has more.
3 days before the Academy Awards, the Dolby Theatre is buzzing with life. The red carpet is in place, covered in plastic, and workers are setting up life-size golden Oscar statues. For entertainment reporters like Rachel Smith of On the Red Carpet, this is it, the weekend they've been planning for months.
Oscars is the Super Bowl event of entertainment, and it's the longest day of the year for sure, but we look forward to this day, the other 364 days out of the year.
When Smith says it's the longest day of her year, she isn't kidding. She plans to wake up at 12:30 a.m. on Sunday and will be on air for Good Morning America before sunrise. And then she'll hit the red carpet, a place she calls sheer chaos.
It's blinding. It's deafening. When the stars hit that red carpet, the flash bulbs, there are hundreds of flash bulbs going off simultaneously. The still photographers yelling the name of the nominees. It's out of control.
Other reporters agree. It's a tough atmosphere. Reporter Lynette Puente is from TV Azteca in Mexico.
The hardest part is to be focused. You are hearing a lot of instructions because you are live, and it's difficult to put all that things together.
Puente says she's been preparing for months, studying up on actors and watching every film. Another international journalist is Elizabeth Zareda from Austria. She says Oscar excitement is high, even overseas.
Considering that a few Austrians have recently won Oscars, like Christoph Waltz and Michael Haneke, they are even more into the Oscars than they used to be.
The live broadcast will start Sunday afternoon. The journalists will be working around the clock until then. Stephanie Case, Annenberg Radio News.